One who is afraid of studying in the school of adversity can never hope to have a perfect education in life. Any method of spiritual discipline will have two inevitable and inseparable wings, absolute patience and firm resolution. Tapasya, intense or austere discipline, says to the seeker, I shall make you see God. Surrender says to the seeker, I shall make God see you. In the ultimate analysis, there cannot ever be any distinction between tapasya and surrender. Surrender, when it is complete and effective, is the result of and nothing other than the most arduous tapasya. An absolute surrender to the divine is the only strength which can help the aspirant to wrestle with all the outer and inner problems of life. As our life depends upon God alone, we must be independent of the values of others, the opinions of others, and the demands of others. Life compels man to bear continual suffering. It gives man also a great promise of God realization. Each day is the renewal of life. Each day is the rebirth of our inner assurance that each individual is a chosen instrument of the Supreme to reveal and fulfill the infinite divine here on earth. How to start life's journey? With the simple idea, the spontaneous thought that God realization is our birthright. God realization means self-discovery in the highest sense of the term. One consciously realizes his oneness with God. As long as the seeker remains in ignorance, he will feel that God is somebody else who has infinite power, while he, the seeker, is the feeblest person on earth. But the moment he realizes God, he comes to know that he and God are absolutely one in both the inner and the outer life. God realization means one's identification with one's absolute highest self. When one can identify with one's highest self and remain in that consciousness forever, when one can reveal and manifest it at one's own command, that is God realization.